Environments don't come randomly. They come through behavior. So that, for example, you and I will have had an upbringing that has been shaped by our parents' behavior. Our parents will have provided us with genes, but they will also have provided us with environment. And that is technically talked about as a passive gene-environment correlation. But then there is also research, some of which I've been involved with, looking at active and evocative gene-environment correlations in which the individual's behavior influences how other people respond. The effect is shown in an adoption study, the Colorado adoption study, which was looking at children who were either born to antisocial mothers or to mothers who, as far as one knows, had not had those sort of problems, and were then adopted. And the question that was being investigated was whether the fact that the child had a biological parent who was antisocial influenced the behavior of the rearing parent, the adoptive parent. And the answer was, yes, it did. But it came about through the child's behavior. And again, we come back to this notion, some children are easy and fun to deal with, others are very difficult. And so it's not a direct effect of the gene, it's the effect of the child's behavior on the parent. But it is influenced, of course, by the child's genes as well as the child's environment.